This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
In the energy business, there are renewables like wind and solar, and there are non-renewables like oil. Once you use up the oil that's in the well, that's it. Well, actually, a few researchers and entrepreneurs in Texas say that's not it, as Andrew Oxford reports.
In his office at the University of Texas, geologist Bruce Cutright is poring over maps and charts.
This is just a picture of the number of wells that there are in Texas, existing wells, somewhere between 1.2 to 1.4 million.
He is trying to show me what oil and gas companies usually don't see when their wells dry up. Those wells, Cutright says, are more than just holes in the ground.
As you drill deeper into the earth, it gets hotter and hotter. But generally, by the time you're below 12,000 feet, you're encountering temperatures above 300 degrees Fahrenheit.
All that heat, Cutright says, could be used to create geothermal power. Drilling for that heat has long been considered too expensive. If someone else has already drilled the hole for you, it could be much more affordable. That's where entrepreneurs like Frank Smith come in.
The oil and gas guys have no interest in water because when they see water, they say, oh, my well is done.
But water is just what Smith is looking for. Smith is the CEO of Sologen Systems, a startup in San Antonio.
We're using hot salt water. You know, the water's already heated. We just have to bring it up to the surface, extract the heat out of it, and put it back down in the ground.
Smith is ready to start producing power. While each well only produces enough energy for a few hundred homes at best, connect several wells on a single acre, and it can add up. But can geothermal compete with the low cost of fossil fuels?
Oil and gas project developers are saying, why shouldn't I just go and continue drilling for oil and gas?
Uday Taraga runs ADI Analytics, an energy consulting firm in Houston. He says a hydrofracturing boom is keeping oil and gas prices low. There is uncertainty around renewable energy incentives, and many investors are staying away from geothermal.
I would say that the interest level is fairly low, so someone has to do it at a commercial scale for the first time.
That is exactly what Sologen aims to do with just a few of the more than 1 million wells already drilled across Texas. In San Antonio, I'm Andrew Oxford for Marketplace.